This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Hello, family. This is Pastor Olu George. The Spirit of the Lord is calling His bride into a deeper place of prayer. So join my wife Tolu and I every Monday at 5:30 a.m. at the throne room. We will confront the powers of hell. We will enforce heaven's agenda. We will establish the kingdom of God through intercessory, governmental, and prophetic praying. Join us in this prayer adventure every Monday at 5:30 a.m. on Radio K Pulpit, 729 a.m. The Throne Room, enforcing heaven's agenda. Praise the Lord, O my soul, with my whole heart, with my whole life, and with my innermost being, I bow in wonder and love before you, O Holy God. Yahweh, you are my soul's celebration. How could I ever forget the miracles of kindness you have done for me? You kissed my heart with forgiveness in spite of all I've done. You've healed me inside and out from every disease. You rescued me from hell and saved my life. You've crowned me with love and mercy. You satisfy my every desire with good things. You've supercharged my life so that I soar again like a flying eagle in the sky. You are a God who makes things right, giving justice to the defenseless. You unveiled to Moses your plans and showed Israel, sons, what you could do. Lord, you are so kind and tender-hearted and so patient with your people who fail you. Your love is like a flooding river, overflowing its banks with kindness. Psalm 103, verses 1 to 8 from the Passion Translation. Baruch Ata Adonai, Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Blessed be the Lord, God, King of the nations. Alpha, Omega, beginning and the end, Aleph and Tav. A to Z, we worship your majesty, for you alone deserve it. Forever and ever, from age to age, you remain the same. In the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Sikenu Sashalom. Good morning, family. How are we doing today? I trust you are blessed. The Father is here. Yeshua Jesus is here. The Holy Ghost, called Ruach HaKodesh, is also here. And my beloved Tolu is here with me in spirit. She was unable to be physically present. But the Lord God is a good, good Father. So let's begin our time together in thanksgiving. He has given us so much to be grateful for. Oh, Baba, we thank you. Thank you that you are a good, good Father. Thank you for your very life that flows in our veins. Thank you for wherever your spirit is, there is liberty. Thank you for the glory of God that shone from the face of Jesus, the same glory that rests upon us today. Thank you for your wonderful mercies, your mercies that are bottomless. They never end from age to age, from generation to generation. Thank you that you have overwhelmed us with your enduring goodness. You have granted us your unquantifiable, incalculable mercies and your unstoppable mercy. Your unconditional love, your amazing provisions, your tremendous answers to prayer. We thank you for them. Lord, thank you that our names are written in the Lamb's book of life. Thank you also for the blessings of life, the material blessings of food on our table, of shelter, of clothing, of family, of cash flow, of provision, and your providence. Thank you, Lord, that we get to pray to you and we get to do it with confidence. What an opportunity to come to the throne room every week. We do not take it for granted. We thank you for Cape Pulpit, the leadership, the partners who make this possible. We thank you, sir, for this is the day that you have made, a day for us to be glad. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. We thank you, Lord, for the feast and the bounty you have set before us today in the presence of our enemies. We acknowledge you as our waymaker, our promise keeper, our covenant keeper, our miracle worker, our magnificent provider. Daddy, we thank you for all these and so much more. In the mighty and matchless name of Yeshua, we pray. Will somebody say amen to that? Hallelujah. Oh, we praise his name forever. Before we do anything else, let's just once again, having given thanks, let's behold his glory. Let's behold his magnificence. Come, let us adore him. You are excellent in goodness. You are the epitome and the paragon of kindness. Oh, you are good. Your goodness is our only hope. We know that you are a God of judgment and a God of severity, but our confidence is in the fact that you are a merciful and a kind and a good God. You cause your sun to shine on the good and the evil alike. You send your rain of heaven upon the liars and the truth tellers. Your love has conquered our resistance. Lord, we are hopelessly and helplessly in love with you. Papa, we are yours. We are yours and you are ours. We know who we are, but most importantly, we know whose we are. We belong to you, God, to love, to speak to bless, to sanctify, to justify, to glorify. We depend on you to deploy us as weapons in your arsenal. You are greater than the greatest. You are higher than the heavens. You are deeper than the depths of the sea. You are holier than the most righteous amongst us, for our righteousness are like filthy rags. Father God, in your presence, we have no answers. We have no defense. We just bow down and worship you. We just fall down before you in admiration. We admire you, Papa. We adulate you. We ululate before you. There is no God in heaven that we look up to. We have no one on earth that we desire. You are our chief desire. Lord, satisfy us early with your presence. Fill us up with your goodness. Fill us to overflow with who you are. Let your light and your glory shine through us to a lost, a dark, a sin-sick, a death-doomed world. In the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, sir, for the honor to come in your presence to worship you. We will never take it for granted. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Friends, the word of the Lord says, except the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain that build it. Except the Lord watches over a city, the watchmen watch but in vain. It is vain to wake up early, to go to bed late, to eat the bread of sorrow and drink the water of affliction. For God gives rest and sleep to his beloved. He says in Romans chapter 8, we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Holy Spirit himself helps our infirmities in prayer, our impotence in prayer. So let's dedicate our time together to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Dear Abba Father, we dedicate this time to you and everything we will do and say in this time. Papa, we dedicate our spirits, our souls, our bodies, our meditation, and the fruit of our lips as we make proclamations and declarations. Watch over your word today, sir, to fulfill it. We dedicate to you right now the longings and the groanings of our souls. We recognize and we receive now the help of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, charge the atmosphere with power wherever this prayer is being heard and prayed. Lord, you said you will give your angels charge over us in response to our voicing your word in prayer. So unleash your mighty angelic host, Father, to bring to pass the things for which we pray. We tap right now into the intercessions of the Messiah himself for our total redemption and complete salvation. In the name of Jesus, Lord, may you be glorified today in everything we say, in everything we do. Holy Spirit, do not allow us to do any kind of injustice or violence to your word. We bless you, sir, because heaven will rejoice over us today and hell will mourn over souls that will be saved and delivered from his clutches this week. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, sir. In Jesus' name we pray. This week we are thinking about the goodness of Jesus. I remember that old song, when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my very soul shall shout hallelujah. Bless God for saving me. We are preoccupied with the goodness of the Father. There's a song that says, if we were to count his blessings, the night we fall, the day we rise, and the night we fall, and the day we rise again, and we will not exhaust it. I tried one day to do this. There's not enough time in a day to thank him. Do you know how many muscles in your face is required for you to smile? Do you know how complicated it is for your brain to send a message to your feet to walk? Do you know how many chemical reactions take place in every cell of your body per minute, per second? And all of it must go right for you to be healthy, for life to be what God ordained for it to be. We are focused insanely today on the magnificent salvation that Abba Father has provided, offered for us. We are celebrating the amazing world he has given us. God is our light in the deepest darkness. Even in the deepest darkness is the light we see. I want to thank God this morning that it's been good to Cape Town. You know, there's violence in our city. There's violence in our locations, gang activity. But, you know, I just finished a book by Skalk Visaki. And Cape Town used to be very violent. Bombs going off in churches. Bombs going off in homes. Hired assassins hitting with automatic weapons on the streets. We're not where we want to be, but we are not where we used to be. We are focused on the goodness of God because he has kept us. He has kept us on the straight and narrow. He has supplied our needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Peradventure, he hasn't given us everything we want, but he has given us all that we need. He hasn't given us a beautiful house on the hill, maybe, but he has given us a place to lay our head at night. We might have lost some things and some people, but we have not lost heaven and everybody. And for that reason, we are grateful. Papa, we are grateful to you. Let's read in Psalm 65, verse 4 to 5. Blessed is the man you choose and cause to approach you, that he may dwell in your courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of your house, of your holy temple. By awesome deeds in righteousness, you will answer us. O God of our salvation, you who are the confidence of all the ends of the earth and of the far off seas. The King James says, by terrible things in righteousness. When we are fixated on his goodness, he answers us by terrible things in righteousness. Psalm 27, verse 13 to 14. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I would have given up, except that I pray and I believe I will see the goodness. Let us believe to see greater goodness. Psalm 31, verse 20 to 22, from the Tree of Life version. How great is your goodness, which you have stored up for those who fear you, which you have given to those who take refuge in you. Before the children of men, in the shelter of your presence, you hide them away from people's plots. You conceal them in a sukkah from the strife of tongues. Blessed be Adonai, for he has shown me his wonderful love in a besieged city. Glory. He will show you his gracious and wonderful love in a difficult city. When you are between a rock and a hard place, he will not allow you to be consumed. Glory be to the Lord God Almighty. Before we pray, let me remind you, we love to hear from you. WhatsApp number, probably the easiest way to reach us, is 081-729-1657. WhatsApp number again, 081-729-1657. Follow, like, share our content on Facebook and Instagram. And the name is Cape Pulpit. If you are in need of anointed, compassionate counseling, call 021-917-7000, select option 1. 021-917-7000, option 1 is a number to call for compassionate and anointed counseling. Our theme today is Satisfy Us With Your Goodness, O Lord. Satisfy us with your goodness. Let us pray. Father God Almighty, we thank you because you are a good Father. Lord, we thank you that you've been better to us than we could have been to ourselves. We thank you that you have run our lives better than we could have run our lives. For we have no life apart from you. We have no strength apart from you. We have no wisdom apart from you. We have no hope beside you. We are strangers to the covenant except for you. We are enemies of the cross, enemies of all that is good and godly, except that you brought us in. So we acknowledge your goodness that led us to repentance and salvation in Christ. And so, Father, today we love your goodness. We appreciate your goodness. We thank you for your goodness. We celebrate your goodness. And we ask you in the name above all names, the name of Yeshua Jesus, unleash your goodness upon us today. Unleash your goodness upon our families. Unleash your goodness upon our local assemblies. Lord, unleash your goodness on our pastors. Lord, we bring to you our pastors who are battling with rejection, battling with lack, battling with unpaid bills of the church, unpaid bills of their own families. Lord, we ask you to show these pastors, these apostles, these leaders, that you are a good God. Let them see your goodness in the land that we live in. Open their eyes to see. And Lord, open the hearts of those who hear the word to sow back. Those who receive spiritual nourishment from these ministers of God, open their heart to extend physical, carnal, material, financial gifts back to their source. For your word says, let those who are taught in the word communicate with those that teach them the word. Lord, we pray for your goodness to be unleashed over our city of Cape Town. We thank you, Lord, that you brought us through those seasons of radical religious extremism and terrorism on our streets, blood flowing, bombs going off in our city. We thank you that you kept us and you sustained us through that time. Lord, unleash your merciful kindness upon our city again. Let your works spring up like grass in the field. Let your words, your works thrive. Let your word run and be glorified in this city. Let your light conquer the darkness. Let your light cause the darkness to flee at the speed of light in this land. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we thank you for your goodness over our city. In 1994, the experts predicted civil war, but you brought us through the transition from minority to majority rule without a civil war. Lord, we thank you for your goodness again, that you have kept us as a democracy. In spite of the ineptitude, in spite of the corruption, in spite of the nepotism, in spite of the theft and the embezzlement, we are still here. We are still one nation with diverse peoples. Lord, let your goodness again come like rain. Let it come like dew upon our nation of South Africa. Let it come upon our governments and our parliament. We bless our government. We bless our president. We bless our ministers. We bless all our leaders, even to the municipality level. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, you opened my eyes to see that you have worked mightily in the continent of Africa. Our fathers walked in the power of the Holy Spirit. Idol temples were emptied. Even kings and sovereigns brought down their crown before the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And so we ask you again, let the rain of your blessing and your goodness fall again upon Africa, from Cairo to Cape Town, from Ouagadougou to Lagos, Nigeria, from Lesotho to Ghana. Lord, let there be a new wave of goodness that will bring a new wave of souls into your kingdom, in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for Christian families. Show your goodness to Christian families today. Our brothers and sisters who are dealing with crisis in their marriages, we bring them to the place where they can experience your goodness for good. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we prophesy and declare your goodness in our schools, from our private schools to our public schools, in the name of Jesus. Let your goodness resist and frustrate the incursion of occultism, of false ideology, gender ideology, sexual exploitation, rape. Let your goodness flush out this evil in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let Bible clubs begin to flourish in our schools in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you as your goodness compels you to judge all the lovers of death and destruction who brought upon the planet a nebulous virus and a devastating poisonous death shot that they called vaccines. Let your goodness compel you to bring them to judgment, to hold them to account in the name of Jesus. Let there be Nuremberg-style trials against medical personnel, against operatives and officers of the United Nations, of the World Health Organizations, of governments across the earth who foisted these mass death upon the earth. In the name of the Lord Jesus, the sinner must not go unpunished, because your goodness is the flip side of your severity. We ask you to reveal your severity in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus. Today we pray that you will empower, you will refresh, you will restore faithful preachers of your word. Lord, that you will empower, you will refresh, you will restore, you will renew, you will release apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors. In the name of the Lord Jesus, we use Evangelist Van Tonder, who is believing you for 240,000 rands. We call the 240,000 rands in right now. In fact, we call in 2.4 million rand. In the name of Jesus, Father, raise up partners for Evangelist Van Tonder from Africa, from Europe, from Australia, from Asia, from Australasia, from Australia, from South America. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Lord, we use our Papa Angus Birken as a point of contact to your loyal servants. We pray for Chim Onyebilam. We pray for Jacques Malan and the Independents. We pray for Light Eze. We pray for Isaiah Akintola Phillips. Lord, accelerate the work of soul winning. Have mercy upon our young people. Protect Christian homes. We curse the plague of cancer that has come to afflict our sister. In the name of Jesus, loose her from our infirmities. And Lord God, we pray your goodness over all the partners of the throne room right now. We release your grace, your mercy, your pardon, your glory upon every partner of Radio Cape Pulpit, in the name of the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for all you have enabled us to pray. We thank you that you are able to do more than we could ever ask or think or imagine. Do it, Lord, for your glory and our blessing, in the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We have come to the end of another time. We thank you so much. May the Lord bless you and watch you. May the Lord guard you and defend you. May the Lord protect you. May the Lord smile upon you. May his face shine upon you and your family. May the Lord be kind, merciful, gracious to you. May the Lord lift up his approving countenance upon you. May the Lord give you peace of heart and fullness of life continually. Thank you so much for joining us this morning at the throne room. Until next week, this is Olu George saying, I love you, Cape Town, and I love you, South Africa. May God bless Africa. May God bless South Africa. May God bless you. We wait for our brother Brad and his partner to take us in the morning breakfast. God bless you. See you next week.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.